to be able to welcome you to our 2012 Fall Convention. We have been looking forward to this convention for a long time. We hope you have been too. And we're very thankful for the Lord's provisions that he has made for us in this convention. The theme text for our convention you can see here. It's Colossians 3 and verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. To have our characters conform to the image of Christ means his word must dwell in us. It must live in us. You know, Christ's words or teachings contain really the very principles of truth and righteousness, the principles that Jesus lived by and by which he used to gain victory over the adversary. And these same words should be the principles by which we live in our Christian life as we endeavor to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. You know, these principles, many of these principles contained in Jesus' words are quite familiar to us. Matthew 5:3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. You know, we could go on and on. Jesus gave us so many words by which to guide our lives. And we have come to this convention, each one of us, to consider those words and to consider the principles they reveal to us, principles by which we should guide our lives. The more we know about Jesus' words and the more we commit them to our hearts to become a guide for us in the midst of a wicked and perverse world, the more we'll become like Jesus and the more pleasing we will be to our Heavenly Father. Jesus told us in John 15 and verse 5, he said, he who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. Christ abides with us, abides in us, when his word abides or lives in us. And when that takes place, then as Jesus said, we can bear much fruit. And when we bear much fruit, we glorify God. And if we want to truly glorify God and honor his holy name, one of the best ways we can do that is let Christ's word dwell in us to the largest extent possible. And so, in the next 2 days, let us drink deeply from the words of Jesus that we will hear at this convention, and really all of the words that we will hear, both in fellowship and from the platform, all the words of the truth of God and his holy plan. And let us make a place for them in our hearts so that we might think upon them, that we might meditate upon them, and then use them to be a guide in our lives. You know, if we do that, then Christ's words will dwell in us richly, as Paul admonishes us to do. And we will likewise talk with one another in hymns and psalms and spiritual songs. We'll build one another up in the likeness of Christ. And together, we will win the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And so we ask for the Lord's blessing on this convention, and we simply hope it will be a spiritual milestone for each one of you who are able to attend.